next up, Eva Freelander on Birds and Beds. On Birds and Beds. The brain zapping double buzz signals your kid's text. Can we talk later? And you're thinking that tone. It's gonna weigh on you till you talk. So you text or now for a few minutes and pronto your phone's vibrating. You're thinking the bird you can't remove from your shoulder, sunshine on your shoulder. The parakeet you used to have, yellow and green and weighing an ounce. She could almost say her name. I'm Shelly. Just the other day you tweeted to your dogs, made the noises you used to make with sunshine, curling, pursing your lips, sucking air, chirp, who nibbles your neck, shits on your shirt, a dollop of whipped cream cheese with a dab of green olive in the middle, and bobs her head to the beat of Do You Feel Like I Do at a 1976 Peter Frampton concert. You and La Jolla listen to your girl in the Palisades obsess about how to get a queen-size bed into an apartment she's about to move into in West Hollywood. Then there's the catch in her voice, then a sob. She has no one to help her move, no father to carry her queen-sized bed out of her La Jolla bedroom, to lift it into his long-gone Ford F-150 truck, to drive it to L.A., playing Jimmy Buffett's Changes in Latitudes, to lug it up a flight of stairs to her new home. Where are you, you ask, hoping she's in line for hot Cheetos at her favorite 7-Eleven, where crying won't fly. I'm standing in the bushes outside Gelson, she wails. But you can't stop your snort, your Asperger's laugh. You picture your mini-me in a crop of thorny natal plums in her form-fitting American Apparel red crop top and skirt, the one she wears in a picture on Instagram with thousands of likes. The pain, sunshine's talons digging into your shoulder, trying to hold on, while your muted cackle makes you shake. Your kid sniffles, snorts, chortles, because you're laughing. You want to explain you're laughing because Trump spokesman Sean Spicer hid from the press in the bushes outside the White House after the president fired Comey to stop the FBI investigation into whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia, but you're now not allowed to talk politics with her. You remember the parakeet your kid's dad bought you for your 19th birthday, the bird you loved but never named, the bird that crawled through a hole in the rusted box springs of yours and his first bed. You remember the day sunshine flew onto your leg, lost her balance, fell to the floor, spasmed, shuddered, oozed clear fluid from her mauve beak and died. Your girl bawls over ashes washing out to sea, over having no dad to move her bed to her new one-bedroom place with hardwood floors and Art Deco black and white tiles in the bathroom, the place she'll live in lonely and alone next door to her two girl cousins in their early 20s, just like she is. Her cousins with L.A. dads will help them schlep their beds up the stairs to their two-bedroom apartment next door. I have total confidence in you that you'll figure it out. You're that smart and capable, you tell her. She howls. Okay, Mommy will buy you a new bed. And maybe you'll buy yourself a new bird, or not.